John Thompson, what do the schools of Brunswick County need most?
I think the easy answer is a highly qualified and well-prepared teacher in every classroom. But the difficulty is there are lots of impediments to getting that done. One of the most important things is opportunities for individual professional growth with educators. You hear a lot about teacher salary and things like that these days, but for 10 months of the year, there's an incredibly intense effort every day by teachers. Every day is a new challenge. Something is going on other than instruction. So getting to the point where teachers have, I guess, enough time to prepare for these days, those intense days, and at their very best, I think if we had that, that would make a tremendous difference in education.
What do you see as the current strengths of the public education in Brunswick County?
Well, we have tremendous community support and good government support. The county commissioners and the school board have a funding agreement that allows us to plan, although I'd like to see us from time to time revisit that. But I think it's the general attitude that the community has that education is very important.
How do you feel about the issues of school safety in light of, you know, what's gone on in the last few months, especially around the country? What solutions do you see to increase the level of safety and ease the concerns of parents in Brunswick County?
Well, we've been very proactive through the years. We've made sure that we have, I guess, good video surveillance in all of the buildings and the grounds, and we have, through design, made sure that we have casual surveillance of major entries and all the security issues that typically come to mind, we've been very proactive with. So we have SROs in every school. That's part of the, I guess, challenge. The school system actually funds a substantial amount of that, but I'd like to see that switched over to where it's a county function. But having an SRO in every school has made, I guess, gives everyone a great deal of confidence that their children are safe.
Should you be reelected, what would be your top priorities?
Well, I mentioned earlier the idea of having highly qualified and well-prepared teachers. One of the things that we did last year that was very successful was we actually added a week to teachers' compensation. We paid an extra week of time to those teachers that wanted the additional time, and spent a week focused on professional development. It was a rousing success. Morale among teachers was very high. They felt like they could start the school year much better prepared. And lesson plans, there were some groups of teachers working together that had lesson plans for like the first 4 or 5 months of the year. And if you can help teachers in that way, it just makes them more effective in the classroom. So I'd like to see us do more of that. Funding is always an issue. That extra week for over 500 teachers last year cost in excess of $600,000. And doing that continuously is very difficult, but we need to find a way to do that. because I think it makes a huge difference. I, as a general thing, I'd like to see the teachers' annual time frame for their work to be increased up to a month for that same purpose. For example, if during the summer a teacher wants to do an externship with a local industry to learn more about chemical processes or engineering, and then I think that would be a great way to bridge the business side or the industry side with education. The teacher becomes the leader in the classroom and can explain what's going on in local industry and sort of things that children might be more interested in knowing, that rather than just hearing about it from a book, you know. So there's lots of opportunities, I think, that I'd like to emphasize and push. And it mostly focuses on the idea of a highly prepared, well-qualified, or highly qualified, well-prepared teacher in every classroom. Sort of a mantra for me.
There's a tremendous amount of growth in your neck of the woods in terms of people moving to the area. Is the school system...
Yeah, there's a lot less neck of the woods than there used to be.
Is the school system prepared for that?
We keep a, I guess we keep our finger on the pulse. Every 5 years, we do a demographic study, and it's been pretty good consistently through the last 10 or 15 years. You know, you have to have the schools built when the kids show up. You can't wait till they show up. Of course, sometimes we end up having to do that because of funding, but we're managing the growth. The biggest concern that we have is, you know, the population of individual schools. Right now we have a middle school with almost 900 students in it, and 900 middle school students in one building. You can just imagine. So that's a challenge, and it does impact the proficiencies. Kids can't learn if they're distracted, and so that's one of the things that growth does, is it puts a lot of pressure on you to make sure that you keep the class size manageable and students focused in the classroom.
John Thompson is a member of the Brunswick County Board of Education. He's running for re-election in District 5. John, thank you for coming in.
Well, thank you. It's been my pleasure.